Are you interested in losing weight? If you are, you may have been told to create your own weight loss plan. Weight loss plans, which serve as guides and motivation for many individuals, have been known to help many achieve their weight loss goals. Although it is more than possible for you to join a local weight loss program or an online weight loss program and have a weight loss plan given to you, many take comfort in creating their own, customizable weight loss plans. If this is your first time attempting to create a weight loss plan for yourself, you may be unsure as to how you should proceed. If that is the case, you will want to continue listening. A few of the many components of a weight loss plan are outlined for your convenience. Perhaps, the most important component of a weight loss plan is that of healthy eating. Healthy eating is a vital component of losing weight. When it comes to healthy eating, you don't necessarily need to cut junk foods, like chocolate, completely out of your diet, yet you should limit your intake. If you find that you have a problem cutting junk food or sweets from your diet, you may want to create an eating schedule for yourself. That eating schedule could include days or meals where you allow yourself to have a treat. In a way, you can consider that time as a reward for doing so well. In addition to making a generalized schedule for yourself, you may also want to create a more detailed eating schedule. To get started, you may want to research healthy recipes online or buy a healthy eating cookbook. Once you have a collection of healthy foods to make, you can better plan out all of your meals. To help prevent you from becoming bored with eating the same foods over and over again, you may want to experiment with different healthy foods and healthy recipes. The best way to keep yourself focused and on task is to spice up your weight loss plan as much as possible. Aside from eating healthy, another important component of losing weight is regular exercise. That is why your weight loss plan should include exercise. Similar to the healthy eating schedule outlined above, you may want to create an exercise schedule for yourself. When incorporating exercise into your workout plan, you have a number of different options. For instance, you can get a membership at one of your local gyms, buy workout DVDs to use at home, buy other exercise equipment, like a treadmill or a stair climber, or exercise for free with walking. If you do decide to create your own exercise plan, there is something that you may be missing out on. Should you join an online weight loss program or a local weight loss program, you would likely be a part of a larger group, a group that offers support to each other. When creating your own weight loss plan, you may not necessarily have that same support. For that reason, you may want to think about seeing if you have any friends, family members, neighbors, or co-workers who would like to exercise with you. Having a workout partner may help give you the support that you need, as well as serve as a little bit of motivation for you. When creating a weight loss plan for you, you are advised to put your plan in writing. You may even want to turn to your computer, as many computers have nice template programs that you can use to make easy-to-read schedules or charts. Having your weight loss plan in writing, namely the exercises that you wish to do and the foods that you wish to eat and when, may help to motivate you with losing weight. What you may want to do is post your schedules in a well-seen spot, like on your refrigerator or dressing mirror. In short, weight loss plans serve as guides, as well as motivation. The above-mentioned points are ones that you should keep in mind when making a weight loss plan for yourself.